All right. Well, that was an interesting change of pace for us, because we did not use the readings of the day today, and we are rarely free to do that on a Sunday. But when your parish's namesake's feast day comes up, that's a reason we can work with. I know that Holy Angels did something similar a couple of months ago. I want to say for the feast day of Guardian Angels. So for Mama Cabrini, we used readings appropriate for holy virgins. So all of that is reasonable, fine so far. Here's where things get a little challenging, though. As members of St. Francis Cabrini Parish, these readings are supposed to apply to us and affect us in some way. And given the very strong likelihood that we are not all consecrated virgins of Christ, that means we need to be a little creative about this. So let's get to work. There is a theme common in the second reading in the Gospel. Works. Okay? Doing good. In the second reading, James correctly states that faith without works is dead. You know? It's meaningless. And it's true, because if your faith does absolutely nothing to propel or inspire you to be the best person that you can be, well, then what good is it? You know, sometimes I like to summarize this point of James by saying that we are all called to active faith as opposed to passive faith. It's the difference between playing football and watching it on TV. And the only problem with that comparison is that some of you are not physically capable of playing football. Everyone, and I mean everyone, is capable of active faith. Okay? Faith you do something with. And frankly, we have the exact same overall message in the gospel today, where if you love Christ, then that love will surely reveal itself in the way that you treat the needy. Okay? People belong to Christ when they visit the lonely, feed the hungry, and protect the helpless. Frankly, it would be more of a trick to explain how these two readings are not saying the same thing. And this leaves us with an important challenge. Because again, these are readings appropriate for a holy virgin. And the problem is, just as our faith is meant to produce good works, love is supposed to produce something. It is supposed to lead to something beyond yourself, something greater than yourself. And generally speaking, that means children. Love and children are connected. Okay? Like, basically everything we believe as Catholics about relationships and marriage and stuff, it really all boils down to that love and children are linked. And terrible things happen when we forget that. But even as I say that, each and every one of you is fully aware that reality isn't quite so simple. There are people out there who cannot have children for one reason or another. It would be absurd to say that they are living lives completely absent of love or purpose. That'd be utterly absurd to say. And likewise, there are people out there who have chosen not to have children, including our celibate priesthood and consecrated virgins of Christ, aka nuns, or religious sisters anyway. And Mama Cabrini falls into that category. Are we talking about people whose faith is dead because it has no works? Are these people of worthless love because they've got nothing to show for it? Of course not. Of course not. And here's why. Love produces more than just children. A childless person experiences love like anyone else. And the works of that love manifests through their labors and their other relationships. Okay. So consider a lifelong teacher who never got married. Imagine how deeply they must care about their students as the years come and go. Imagine how many students must surely remain in that teacher's heart all the days of their life. That is not a loveless life, nor is it a selfish love. I think most teachers would say boldly that their job is so much more than the money. Consider a military man with no interest whatsoever in getting married or even simple female companionship, a lifelong loner in that way. It is not hard to imagine that kind of person as someone who would do absolutely anything for the well-being of their fellow soldiers and those who depend upon them for protection and security. You know, that is a labor that goes beyond himself, that goes beyond his own personal needs. As a priest, I have come to think of my closest parishioners as something like extended family. And when I left my last parish, when I left my last parish, there were certainly plenty of people I was thrilled to get away from. I feel like I had to say that out loud once for the sake of honesty. But in all seriousness, to leave so many people after they had done so much for me was utterly heartbreaking. And I told that to my mentors, you know, priests older and wiser than me. And what they said was, "Justin, that heartbreak is going to become even more unbearable once you hit your midlife crisis around your mid-40s. That's what they say. So there are plenty of priests out there that would say that leaving their parish after 12 good years of ministry, leaving the people of that parish, was the most painful sacrifice of their lives. I don't know about you, that doesn't sound like selfish love to me. To get into a few details about Mother Cabrini specifically, you know, she was the sort of person that really wanted to work with orphans more than anything else, but she wasn't against starting a day school in order to raise some money to pay for all of her ministries. We heard in the opening prayer she worked mainly with immigrants, and this was a time where there was not much aid available for those people in the first place. And with her fellow sisters, she built hospitals and basically lived out the corporal works of mercy day after day. And the thing of it is, personal gain was out of the question, okay? She did not build hospitals to get rich. Everything she did was for the sake of something greater than herself, something other than her own personal needs. And there's no way we could measure or even estimate how much good she brought into the lives of others. There's no way to even guess how much suffering she alleviated in the lives of others. But whatever that final count is, it is surely nothing short of astronomical. That is a life well lived. That is nobility. That is the essence of consecrated virginity. That is what we're celebrating today. That is where the readings are leading us. That is what we are supposed to be taking into our spirits today. It's love. Alive in the world, transforming the world for the better. And each and every one of us can be a part of that process, regardless of our job and regardless of our marital state. So for God's sake, I'm a priest, I can say that literally from time to time. For God's sake, be like Mother Cabrini and give to someone else at least part of the three things that last: faith, hope, and love.